So I'm standing halfway up what would have been a mountain peak, but where they have sliced the top off of the mountain in order to create a mine, much as you might slice the top off a hard-boiled egg. And just here, there's a kind of ice-filled trough, which makes an eerie sound. If you throw a pebble down onto the ice, you can hear it. That's all there is. There is nothing else going on here, and in effect, that's really the problem. There is nothing else going on here. The silence you can hear, apart from those stones dropping, is the sound of an industry dying, and pretty much a town dying with it. We're at the Town Branch Christian Victory Fellowship, which opens its doors every Wednesday afternoon. And local people who don't have enough to eat, and some of whom don't have enough clothes, come to get their provisions. So I'm just off to see Reverend Tom Nelson, who's the pastor of the church and who distributes the food, to see what he does and what he thinks about why this has happened.
The problem we're having is because of Obama has stopped mining. Now, you better get this right, you know, because now, and you look at all the people that voted for him, I wonder how they're feeling now. You know, because, you know, you see all the people losing their homes and they're losing their cars. And
everything's for sale here.
And are you finding more people coming in than
usual? Oh, yes.
Than usual?
About three or four times as many. And it's going to get a lot worse. My daughter, she called me the other day. I didn't know they was in having problems, but her husband is a coal miner. And she told me she was two payments behind on their car and on their truck. And, you know, that don't sound good, does it to me, does it you?
No, although weren't those things happening before?
No.
But, I mean, in the last couple of years of Bush, things were kind of tough, right?
Not here.
Not here.
Hey, Jim, I've got a coal miner over here. Mm-hmm. Let's walk over and talk to him.
Hi there, how's things?
He's fine. How are you today?
Fine, thanks. Sorry, what's your name?
Jim Price.
Jim Price, nice to meet you, Jim.
Nice meeting you.
I think the reason he brought us over here was because Tom just said things got really bad when Obama came in.
Yeah. It was better before, in my opinion. It just kind of dropped there at one time.
Right.
The bottom fell out of it.
For our listeners, can you explain what precisely Obama did that was so bad for this town? Was it an act or a law?
People. No. When he started pushing the emission reductions for the coal industry, then the power industry started looking for the sources. People are afraid of coal. I know people who are coal miners and people who work in coal mines, and they're laid off now because you can't sell what you can't burn. You'll probably get in trouble if you burn it in your fireplace.
So, in a way, I don't want to put words into your mouth, but it sounds like you're saying that there's a direct relationship between Obama's election and the number of people who are coming to this pantry.
Yes, I think so. Oh, there's more people come here now than they did, you know, a year and a half ago.
Nothing like this. I've been here many, many years. Nothing.
I'm not a Bush hater, but I'm not an Obama supporter. And I voted for McCain because, well, I voted for the old white guy. At least he was an American.